This is Akashwani, the news read by Sunil Verma. India and the Maldives today exchanged several agreements after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Maldives President Dr. Mohamed Muizu at Malé. In his press statement following the talks, Prime Minister Modi extended his congratulations to the President and the people of Maldives on the historic 60th anniversary of independence.
सबसे पहले सभी भारतवासियों की ओर से मैं राष्ट्रपति जी और मालदीव के लोगों को स्वतंत्रता के 60 वर्षों की ऐतिहासिक वर्षगांठ पर हार्दिक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं। इस ऐतिहासिक अवसर पर गेस्ट ऑफ ऑनर के रूप में आमंत्रित करने के लिए मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का हृदय से आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। इस साल भारत और मालदीव अपने राजनयिक संबंधों के भी 60 साल मना रहे हैं।
इंडिया हैज एक्सटेंडेड 4,850 करोड़ रुपीस line of credit to the Maldives. This financial assistance is expected to fund key infrastructure and developmental projects across the country. An amendatory agreement was signed to reduce the Maldives' annual debt repayment obligation on previous Indian-funded line of credit. Both countries today signed 4 MOUs and 3 agreements. They're in the field of fisheries and aquaculture, digital solutions, and recognition of Indian Pharmacopoeia. Network-to-network agreement between NPCI International Payment Limited and Maldives Monetary Authority for launching UPI in Maldives is also signed between the two countries. Terms of reference of India-Maldives Free Trade Agreement, FTA, was also agreed between two nations. Mr. Modi also handed over 3,300 social housing units in Hulhumale, built under India's buyer's credit facilities. Both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha were adjourned for the day due to persistent opposition protests over various issues, including the special intensive revision in Bihar. In Lok Sabha, after paying tributes to Kargil heroes on the eve of Kargil Vijay Diwas, opposition members disrupted proceedings, demanding discussions on key issues. Speaker Om Birla urged them to maintain decorum, but protests continued, forcing adjournments first till 2 p.m. and then for the day. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal attempted to present the Goa ST Representation Bill 2024, but was interrupted by ongoing sloganeering. Rajya Sabha witnessed similar chaos. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has become the second longest serving Prime Minister of the country with an uninterrupted tenure. Briefing media in New Delhi today, BJP spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved this record with the mandate of the people. He said Mr. Modi has completed 4,078 days of continuous tenure by surpassing the record of former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. He said Prime Minister Modi's tenure has been marked by golden chapters of development. The Indian Embassy in Thailand has advised all Indian travellers to Thailand to check updates from Thai official sources, including TAT Newsroom, in view of the situation near Thailand-Cambodia border. In a social media post, the embassy said that the places mentioned by Tourism Authority of Thailand in the matter are not recommended for travelling. The Tourism Authority of Thailand had listed several attractions in 7 provinces as not recommended for visiting now due to ongoing unrest along the Thai-Cambodian border. Commerce Secretary Sunil Barthawal today said that the United Kingdom is keen to finalise its free trade agreement FTA with India, and the deal is expected to be approved by the British Parliament soon. Speaking at a press conference in New Delhi, Barthawal said the UK views the agreement as crucial to its economic development. He also emphasized the importance of educating stakeholders and building capacity among exporters to maximize the benefits of the deal. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Minister of State Ravneet Singh Bittu took an extensive review of the Nasik Trimbakeshwar Sihast 2027 rail plans. And that is the end of this news bulletin.